We're going to head to Kalamazoo and be joined by Western Michigan head coach Tim Lester. Good morning, Tim. How are you?
I'm good, Ken. How you doing?
Doing fine. Thanks for your time. And going back to last week, a thrilling 37-34 overtime win at Ohio. And after getting back to your office and watching the film, talk about the performance by your Broncos.
You know, I thought we played a really tough team on the road, and a lot of ebbs and flows in the game, back and forth. And you know, our guys kept fighting. We made big plays late. They made some big plays. I think Rourke's a really good quarterback, and kept the team in the game, and didn't let us pull away, and went to overtime. And you know, we made one more play at the end. I was proud of the way we fought and outlasted them.
And a reminder for our writers on the call, please hit star 1 on your keypad for questions for Coach Lester and all of our coaches throughout today's conference call. Let's go to our first question for Coach Lester.
Our first question is from Chris Vanini with The Athletic.
Hey, Tim, how's it going?
How you doing, Chris?
Good. Curious how you spend this week, given a lot of you guys are all bunched together there in the West, and you've got this week off and still kind of control your own fate, but how do you look at this week and some of the teams that still play?
You know, from a planning standpoint, I mean, we got after pretty good on Friday and Saturday as a team just to keep it fresh, and they've been off Sunday and they're off today. Our coaches are on the road Monday and Tuesday, and you know, we'll have a chance to see everybody play this week. I mean, this is finally our bye week, you know, week 11. And then we'll really hit it back up again on Wednesday. You know, tomorrow morning we'll get together and let the young kids battle it out on the field, which is always fun. But, you know, it's a good time to get healthy. You know, we don't have any significant – we got a couple significant injuries, but those all happened mid-season. So, but we got a lot of banged-up guys right now. So we got to get healthy. There's no better way. If you want to go to the MAC championship, you got to go on the road, and you got to play a team that's the defending MAC West champions, and that's what you hope for. It comes down to a 60-minute game, and we got to go out there and take care of our business.
Do you pay any attention to all the tiebreakers that could come into play, or do you just simply approach it as if we win, we're good?
That's all we focus on. I'm sure they're so complicated. I don't know if I can keep up with them anyway. You know, everyone's like, hey, there's a game tonight, and half the team says, who do we want to win? And I said, I don't have a clue who we want to win. So I don't know. I don't know exactly how they all break out. I know that we control what we do next Tuesday, and if we can take care of that business, that's all that matters, and then the rest we'll figure out. I'm sure every single game, all the tiebreaker stuff will get clearer, but – I don't really understand all of it. I just understand that if we win, we're in, and that's the one we're spending all our time focusing on.
What has it been just kind of watching the league this year with everybody beating everybody in some form and parity up and down the board, and just what's it kind of been like watching that and being a part of it?
Man, it makes every game exciting. I mean, it doesn't – halftime scores don't really matter much. Because I think, you know, you got some resilient teams, and records really don't matter much. You got to show up and play for 60 minutes, and that makes it fun. We knew a couple weeks ago we didn't take care of business against Eastern Michigan, and we had to win out basically. And that's so we've been doing this for weeks now. It's like we got to win this game. It's the only game that matters, and so for us. Granted, things around us have changed, and now we're in control, but it's still the whole message hasn't changed. And then because of all the upsets and everything you've seen, I think it helps all the players on every team understand that every game matters. And no matter what happens with Northern tomorrow night, we got to show up and play next Tuesday, and anybody can beat anybody. And that's kind of fun. It's fun being in a league like that, and it's I kind of feel like the NFL is that way. Every time I turn it on, I never get to watch it, but the scores, you never know who's going to beat who. And so having parity, it really does make your kids focus on the game at hand.
Sounds good, Tim. Appreciate the time.
Thanks, Chris.
Let's go to our next question for Coach Lester.
Your next question is from David Gericke with the Detroit News.
How you doing there, Tim?
Dave, what's up, man?
Can you talk about the Northern Illinois-Toledo game? Because obviously you must have watched it because it's your next opponent. And they had to have grabbed your interest and attention because they won. And not only that, that's pretty much opened the door for you. If you win the West. And secondly, talk about the importance of you guys taking care of the football because you haven't turned it over the last three games.
Yeah, and I think that's a huge part. And you know, you watch a lot of these games, and they all come down to turnovers, you know. And I'm a big believer in touchdowns and turnovers, and that's why we're really aggressive in the red zone because I believe touchdowns matter way more than field goals, and we do everything we can to take care of the ball. I think those are the two most important stats. And we spend and you watch these games that people upset other people because of turnovers, you know. And so watching that Northern-Toledo game, I mean, Toledo's defense, you know, did a good job. It was kind of back and forth and back and forth. And, you know, Toledo's offense was struggling moving the ball. We know Northern has a lot of talented players on defense. They've been that way for 20 years now. And, you know, without their quarterback, you know, Toledo wasn't able to get to their 30, 40 points that they've averaged for the past 5 to 10 years, which has put a lot of pressure on them. And Northern did a good job of running the ball, you know, and a cold, looked cold out there. And they ran the ball, took care of it, and their two-quarterback system that Northern runs, I thought worked really well against what Toledo was trying to do. So definitely watch the game. It put us in a position that nothing changes because we still got to win, but now we win, we don't have to wait on anything else. So that's obviously an exciting part of it.
Can you also talk about the luxury of having Wasink healthy? Because that hasn't been the case the previous couple years at this time of year. And also Giovanni, you got a leader in him, and obviously he recovered a fumble when the last time Western won the MAC championship at Ford Field. So, I mean, he's got to be quite a leader, hoping to get back.
Yeah, having John, first of all, I mean, it's, you know, you talked earlier about the Northern Illinois-Toledo game. I mean, I'm watching Toledo live what we lived the last 2 years, which is young quarterbacks or less experienced quarterbacks that – make a couple good plays, and then they make that one play that kills you, you know. And so to have John out there, you know, John had a big game last week. We were going to open it up a little bit more and let him throw it, and he did a great job throwing for over 300 yards. And the week before that, he ran for 130 yards. He just can do so much, and we're at our best when he's out there. And obviously you got guys like Gio and Mixon and Sky Moore and Bells that are all, you know, different offensive weapons. But no matter how many weapons you have, you still got to hold on to the ball. And so we're lucky to have the weapons, but we've trained ourselves, and we're going to continue to focus on making sure we take care of it, because if we do that, I think that's when we're at our best and we're the hardest to beat.
Thank you.
Thanks, Dave.
And Tim, last question. You finally got that road victory that you've been looking for all along, and certainly you need one more if you want to head to Detroit, don't you?
Yeah, and, you know, it was hard fought. You know, it's like we've got closer every single game we've played, from getting blown out to not getting blown out as bad, to having a close game, to having a 4-point game, to having an overtime game. And we have slowly just continued to fight our way on the road and get closer and closer to, you know, playing a quality 60-minute road. And obviously the last one was our best 60-minute performance that we put on the road. So, you know, we're done playing at Waldo, so this is the future. We gotta win at a tough place in DeKalb, and then if we do that, we got a chance to go to Ford Field, and obviously a bowl game would be away too. So, you know, we changed up some things and continued to work at it, and there's no magic formula. If we knew that, we would have done it immediately, but we've just been working at it as a group, and we've gotten steadily better, and obviously breaking the streak of losing on the road was huge, and hopefully that helps us coming next week.
Well, Tim, thank you for your time. Congratulations on the win at Ohio. Well, let's get back to your week, and obviously with the bye and your next game at NIU on November 26th. So we'll talk to you again next Monday morning, okay?
All right. Thanks a lot, Ken.
Okay, thank you. For Tim Lester and the Western Michigan Broncos, again, mentioning they've got the bye week this week, and their next game again Tuesday, November 26th at NIU. That game will be on ESPNU. We'll talk to Coach Lester again next Monday.